local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05 on this Friday morning. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on your ride to work or school or wherever you're headed. Check out FMTalk106.5.com. Our three big things right now. We still have that list of fundraisers for fallen Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. They've been ongoing this week, and also a link to the Mobile Police Department Memorial Fund if you want to donate directly to that. But coming up this weekend, tomorrow at Ed's Seafood Shed, they have breakfast with pancakes, sausage, and coffee. That starts at 8:30 and will run till 11 a.m. $10 a plate, with all proceeds going to Officer Tudor's family. Check out that entire list if you want to get out and have some fun this weekend, but also do something nice while you're at it. Also on the big three list, U.S. today poised to announce withdrawal from the nuclear arms treaty after the government says Russia has failed to comply for years. And also yesterday, President Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi both spoke in Washington, and they remain far apart on the border wall issue. Speaking of that, our poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, which you can vote on right now on the website. Will President Trump and the Democrats make a deal before the February 15th government shutdown deadline? Your options, yes, no, or yes, but only another temporary deal. Right now, no's are running away with it, with 78% of the vote saying there will not be a new deal reached, and another 22% say they will reach a deal, but only for a temporary opening. It's 7:07 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we got your news with Kelly, weather with Dr. Bill, but right now, time to check traffic on the way in. Here's Kane.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. Traffic's in a right lane blocked off and lots of delays. Eastbound I-10 right at Range Line. It's going to be just east of Range Line. We've got a car on the wall over the bridge. Moffitt and Snow, another accident. Spring Hill at Karen Delay Drive. Also, we've got another minor fender bender in the clearing stages. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2018 Toyota Tundra with up to $6,200 in savings. Model 8377. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. And for Saturday, mostly cloudy with occasional showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
7:08 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Hey, coming up in just a few minutes, the inaugural Moon Pie Minute of this Mardi Gras season, brought to you by FM Talk's very own Rennie Brabner. We'll have those airing every day through the end of Mardi Gras, through Mardi Gras Day. Some great information in the history of Mardi Gras right here where it started in Mobile. Right now, it's time to check the news headlines for the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
Yes, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm looking forward to those Moon Pie Minutes. Always learn something from Rennie.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a ton of information. Just when you think you know, he takes a left turn, then a right turn, and zooms in with new info. So good stuff on this February 1st. Hey, the name Cliff Sims, many of us know that name. He's the founder of Yellowhammer, and now as a former Trump staffer in President Trump's administration, he also is now on the other side of a lawsuit. Thanks to the recent behind-the-scenes book that he's released, The Team of Vipers, My 500 Extraordinary Days in the Trump White House. The Washington Examiner says Donald J. Trump for President, Inc., has filed a lawsuit with the American Arbitration Association against Sims for alleged violations of the non-disclosure agreement, also known as an NDA. That's the same book where Sims criticized some of his very well-known former co-workers like Kellyanne Conway, who he describes as a, quote, cartoon villain brought to life and one of the biggest leakers in the White House. The president, on his behalf, says, yeah, Sims, yeah, that book, He calls him a low-level staffer and a gopher.
Hmm.
So the COO of the Donald J. Trump for President, Inc. company wrote on Twitter that the campaign planned to sue Sims for violating that NDA. So Sims replied, this is like the soap operas, right? Sims replied with a number of photos showing him and the president on multiple occasions. The lawsuit says that not only did Sims violate the NDA when he became a communications advisor for the 2016 campaign, they say he now must return any notes, any reports, any materials related to his time with President Trump. Sims left the White House in May. Sims's book, published this week, is currently number 17 on Amazon.com, and I'm going to take a wild guess and say that number is probably changing as I speak.
I would say so, and I added one to that. So I've got the book on my counter at home. I'm going to try to get into it this morning.
Okay.
This weekend.
This way. Okay. So we'll wait to hear what you have to say. Will you do a book reading?
Sure. Which chapter? Right. Should I start at the beginning or
pick
end?
A chapter, any chapter. They're probably also interesting.
Yeah, I'll do my best Morgan Freeman voice, because that's the best book reading voice.
Oh, my goodness. All right, closer to home, authorities in Bay Minette say a domestic dispute unfortunately turns deadly. And now a Baldwin County man sits in jail accused of murdering his own wife and then trying to take his own life. His mugshot that is posted online is hard to look at. I'll just leave it at that. 39-year-old Ben Allen has been arrested for murder. Police say he shot and killed his wife, 29-year-old Crystal Hancock, back on December 12th of 2018 at a home on Eastwood Drive, very close to Bay Minette. So once that happened, police say he called 911 and turned the gun on himself, shooting himself in the head. He actually survived. He was taken to University Hospital here in Mobile for treatment, and then yesterday he was arrested. He's right now being held on a $50,000 bond. At the time of the shooting, Sheriff Hoss Max said a motive for the crime was not known, but the couple had a history of domestic disputes. And one more time, I want to mention that if you know someone who is in a situation and they need help, there's a 24-hour hotline available. I know Tony Ann listens to our show every day. Thank you for what you do and your staff does at the Penelope House. That number, 1-800-650-6522. Please call, get help, and just understand that there are people in your corner. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you very much, Kelly. 712 now on FM Talk 106.5. And you said the news never stops coming out of Washington. And yesterday, as the Mueller investigation drags on between the Trump campaign and their whatever was going on with them and Russia, some big news yesterday. I believe CNN was the first to report this, but sources say that investigators on the Senate Intelligence Committee have learned. You remember the Trump Tower meeting between Trump Jr., a couple other people on Trump's campaign, and the Russian lawyer? Well, now they're saying that call that was placed from Trump Jr. before and after the meeting, where many people thought he was calling his father.
Because it was a blocked number.
Yeah, blocked number. A lot of people assumed, but now the investigators are saying those calls did not go to President Trump. They were placed between Trump Jr.'s cell phone and two family friends, NASCAR CEO Brian France and real estate developer Howard Lorber. Now, sources are saying that are close to the Senate Intelligence Committee. Both of those men have close ties to the president's family and the president, and they actively supported his campaign during the election. A spokesperson for Lorber said that the real estate executive, quote, does not recall having conversations with Donald Jr. in the summer of 2016, but in any event, he has absolutely not had conversations with Donald Jr. about any Russian matters. Like Kelly said, those calls were blocked, but investigators now saying that the calls weren't made to the president.
And that's why, I mean, in a situation like this, people want to assume and come up with their own storylines, whether they're professional or not. And there's an investigation for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And while some people say, aha, we knew it wasn't, or you want to think it's the other way, you have to let the professionals do their job. And in these stories, when it's a race to be the first one to post a headline or to, you know, release a news story, you know, accuracy is a big deal, especially in this political climate. It's a big deal. So it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me at all, because unless your name is Robert Mueller, okay, and you're part of the investigation team, you're having to take the word of someone else.
Yeah, and you don't want to condemn someone before you get the facts, just like you said. And I think a lot of it's just today's climate and the speed of technology and people able to get their voices heard over, you know, the entire world just from a single tweet, that things like this can blow up way before we actually have any set facts.
Yeah, and I mean, I every morning I wake up and it's not about, I wonder what happened, it's what's next, quite honestly, because the the changes happen so quickly, and it's not just politically, but we just have to be very smart. And you know, when you have a platform like this, like me as a journalist, you know, I take great care in how I deliver news and the research that I deliver. And if I make a mistake, then I let people know. But it's not, a journalist is supposed to be nonpartisan, mm-hmm. and right down the middle. And our job is to provide you with all the information, and then you take that information and do with it what you will. But I'm not for you and I'm not against you. I'm about giving you all the information.
Well, a lot of journalists, air quotes, in our national media could certainly take a cue from you, Kelly, because a lot of them do not follow those rules.
A moral compass, that's a big deal.
Yeah, you got to have one. Hey, on a little bit of a lighter note, it's time for the Moon Pie Minute, the very first of this 2019 Mardi Gras season. Coming up in just a minute, we got Rennie Brabner with the first Moon Pie Minute of the year.
Public Mardi Gras resumes tonight when the Ladies of the Polka Dots take to the streets of downtown Mobile, continuing a long Mobile tradition of Mardi Gras parades. I'm Rennie Brabner, and after this, we'll have a Moon Pie Minute.
This Moon Pie Minute is brought to you by the Sleep Center. For king-size savings and a great night's sleep after the Mardi Gras revelry, visit sleepcenternow.net. Locally owned and operated with three locations to serve you in Mobile and Baldwin counties.
It's dots, dots, dots everywhere. Tonight, for the first time this Mardi Gras season, we see Ladies Parade. The Polka Dots theme is Too Much Fun. The Polka Dots first paraded in 1950 and by one day became the first Mobile Mardi Gras Ladies Mystic Society to parade. The Polka Dots emblem float features three winged sons of Pegasus bearing the golden chariot of the Gypsy Queen through rainbow-colored clouds. Mardi Gras parades in Mobile can be traced back to 1711, when 16 men of the LaBeouf Society celebrated Mardi Gras by pushing a cart carrying a large papier-mâché cow's head through the streets. This mystic society survived until 1861, the first year of the Civil War, when its emblem, the large papier-mâché bull's head, was dismantled and used for Civil War cannon wadding. For parade routes and other Mardi Gras information, check FMTalk1065.com. I'm Rennie Brabner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.
Get king-size savings at the Sleep Center Mobile and Baldwin County's mattress experts. Right now, during the President's Day sales event, save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets, plus receive $300 Sleep Center cash on qualifying purchases. And now's your chance to save up to $200 on select Sealy mattresses, or save up to $600 on select Stearns and Foster mattresses. Free pillows, free sheets, and free comforters included with your qualifying purchase. For more information on these deals, visit sleepcenternow.com. This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Boom. Clips me. Spins me around.
A driver pushed off the road by an 18-wheeler tells News 5 about his terrifying experience.
Whenever you say, you know, life flashed before your eyes, it really happened.
Anthony Mosley was on his way to work in New Orleans when he was hit by a big rig driven by 33-year-old Michael Mack. Authorities say Mack ran four cars off Interstate 10 Wednesday morning, including an ambulance. Police say he then barricaded himself inside the cab of his truck with a machete, shutting down traffic on I-10 for 5 hours. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he plans to sign an executive order that would abolish Common Core in Florida schools. DeSantis has asked the Commissioner of Education to present a new curriculum to the legislature next year. The first African-American queen of the Mobile Area Mardi Gras Association has died at the age of 97. Aline Howard was crowned in 1940. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kahn's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingin's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
720 FM Talk, 106.5 in Mobile Mornings, and let's chalk that one up to operator error, a taste from last year's Mardi Gras parade season. The Order of Polka Dots actually parade this year on Thursday, February 21st, so going to bring up the correct Moon Pie Minute. We'll run that here within the next hour. Right now, though, it's time for sports on Mobile Mornings. Missouri Athletic Department severely punished by the NCAA yesterday after the NCAA concluded a former tutor completed coursework for a dozen student athletes. Missouri's football program was hit with a one-year postseason ban, and the university's athletic department was placed on 3 years of probation after an investigation found that a former tutor violated ethical conduct, academic misconduct, and academic extra benefits rules. The ruling from the Division I Committee on Infractions also resulted in a one-year postseason ban for Missouri's baseball and softball programs. The vacating of wins earned with ineligible student athletes and recruiting restrictions have been placed on all three athletic programs for the 2019-2020 academic year. According to the panel's report, the tutor misrepresented her work in meeting class requirements that included homework assignments and tests. It found that the tutor completed the entirety of a course for one student athlete in the football program and parts of a placement exam for two others. The tutor was not named in the report, but was given a 10-year show cause order. Missouri expressed its disagreement with the penalties and announced it would appeal the punishment. Now, this week is normally all about the NFL and the Super Bowl, but the NBA keeps finding itself on the front page. Just 1 week before the trade deadline, the Dallas Mavericks agreed yesterday to a deal with the New York Knicks to land star big man Kristaps Porzingis. The Mavericks will send Dennis Smith Jr., DeAndre Jordan, and Wesley Matthews to the Knicks. In addition to Porzingis, the Mavericks will receive Tim Hardaway Jr., Trey Burke, and Courtney Lee. The Knicks also will get two first-round draft picks. In baseball free agency news, all-star third baseman Nolan Arenado agreed to a one-year deal with the Colorado Rockies on Thursday. ESPN reports that the contract is for $26 million. That sets a record for a one-year salary for an arbitration-eligible player and also avoids a contentious hearing 1 year before he's slated to hit free agency. A ton of great games on this weekend in SEC basketball. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Auburn hosts Alabama from Auburn Arena. That game will air right here on FM Talk 106.5. Here locally, the South Alabama Jaguars have a rivalry game doubleheader tomorrow with the women's basketball team hosting the Troy Trojans in the Mitchell Center at 3 p.m. The men's team will take the court following that game to face the Trojans around 5 o'clock. Then on Sunday, the LA Rams and the New England Patriots meet in Atlanta for Super Bowl 53. Kickoff for the big game is set for 5:30. 7:23 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back with more Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be mild with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. And for Saturday, mostly cloudy with occasional showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The Mobile Boat Show is coming February 8th to the Mobile Convention Center. It's the oldest and biggest show in the Gulf Coast with the best prices of the year on hundreds of boats, accessories, tackle, and more for 1 weekend only. Whether you fish the Gulf or cruise the bay, you'll find a boat that fits your budget and it's fun for the whole family. February 8th, indoors and outdoors at the Mobile Convention Center with lots of downtown parking. It's presented by Hancock Whitney Bank and worth a drive from anywhere. Don't miss it.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
From the JubileeRoofing.com, traffic center right lane blocked off. Gonna be like that for a while. Eastbound I-10, just east of Range Line. They've got a car on the wall over the bridge sitting on the side of the bridge just dangling there, so be careful. Gridlock Knollwood, just happened another accident. Still there at Moffitt and Snow and Spring Hill at Karen DeLay Drive. Bama Flooring is not your one-stop shop. Instead, they specialize in flooring products, customer satisfaction, and professional installs. Call them today or stop at their showroom in Robertsdale, Alabama. Bama Flooring, it's big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you very much, Kane. 726 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news with Kelly Finley.
Dalton, thank you very much. Happy Friday, everyone. They just survived the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. And now there is good news for federal employees in the form of a raise. On Wednesday in their nation's capital, the House passed legislation which would give federal employees a raise. The Federal Civilian Workforce Pay Raise Fairness Act would boost the pay of federal employees by 2.6%. A measure passed the House The measure passed the House 259-161, with both Republicans and Democrats supporting a measure. Look, peace can happen. Agreement can happen. Representative Mo Brooks and Representative Terry Sewell, both of Alabama, both voted yes. You'll recall last year, federal workers received a 1.4% pay raise, with locality pay bringing the total raise to an average of 1.9%. So, if approved by the Senate, the bill would nullify the executive order signed by the president in late December to freeze the pay for all civilian workers. And the order coming just as some 800,000 government workers were either on the job without pay or furloughed during the recent government shutdown. You know teenagers, you know they're in love, and you know it's almost Valentine's Day. So this story out of WLFA in Florida caught my eye. Florida deputies say 14-year-old Josie Bigelow stole a car just after midnight on Wednesday while a pizza delivery driver was completing a delivery to a nearby house. 49-year-old Christopher Cook, he's a delivery man, he told deputies that he saw this young lady come out of the woods while he was walking to the house, the front door of the house, right? Mm-hmm. He says she got into his vehicle, drove it through the front yard and along a canal before speeding away. The child's father said his daughter ordered the pizza to the nearby house so she could steal the car and go to her boyfriend.
Wow.
Young lady, you're a little too fast. That's what they say back in the day.
Oh, man.
14 years old? Yeah, right. She'd be homeschooled from that point on. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I wonder how often that happens to delivery drivers. Someone jumps in and drives off, you know, to be safe. Go ahead and take the keys out.
But I would not leave the car running with the keys in there. I mean, it's Florida. It's not like you have to leave it running to stay warm.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, the coldest, I guess they consider it cold when it gets down to 55 or 60 degrees down there. But
no.
You're exactly right. Hey, speaking of another young lady, the Fiji Water woman. She's been going by Kelleth Cuthbert. Her real name's actually Kelly Steinbach. Found that out because she has sued Fiji now for using her image illegally, according to her. They've been putting cardboard cutouts of her around L.A. You might remember her from the Golden Globes red carpet holding a tray of Fiji water. She became internet famous for, what do they say, hopping in all those pictures.
She was photobombing. She claims she wasn't. She has modeling in her background, so she knew to pose in front of cameras. Yeah, you can't use her likeness without her permission. Hello.
Nope. Now the courts will decide what their punishment should be for doing that. All right, more Mobile Mornings on the way, 729 on FM Talk 106.5. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams up next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The families of two missing fishermen confirmed bodies found Thursday are fishermen Floyd Nelson and David Stegman. The men had not been seen since January 8th when they launched from the Theodore Ship Channel. Joe Lennon discovered the first body as he was exercising on Dolphin Island Parkway.
When I got closer, then I realized reality struck. And then I called 911 right away.
A capital murder suspect accused of killing a Mobile police officer will be in court next week. 19-year-old Marco Perez is scheduled to enter a plea during an arraignment on Monday. Perez is charged with shooting and killing Officer Sean Tudor January 20th. You have an opportunity to help Officer Tudor's family this weekend. Ed's Seafood Shed will sell pancakes, sausage, and a drink for $10 Saturday morning. New statistics show more law enforcement officers died in the line of duty in 2018 than the year before. The National Law Enforcement Memorial Fund says 145 officers in the U.S. were killed last year. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs. You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock them up.
President Trump told the New York Times he probably won't be satisfied with any deal Capitol Hill negotiators come up with for border security, pinning the blame on the House Speaker.
I think Nancy Pelosi is hurting our country very badly by doing what she's doing.
The Trump administration is set to announce it is withdrawing from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces, or INF, treaty. The withdrawal would follow years of unresolved dispute over Russian compliance with the pact. A New Jersey senator is the latest in a string of Democrats to announce a run for the White House.
I'm Cory Booker, and I'm running for President of the United States of America.
That from a video announcement emphasizing a return to American unity in an era of deep political divisions. Booker joins California's Kamala Harris and two other U.S. senators running for the presidency. Dow futures are down 22 points on Wall Street. The NASDAQ is off 52 points. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Amazon's 3% stock rise ahead of its after-the-bell quarterly earnings release and Microsoft's nearly 2% drop yesterday gave the e-commerce giant a comfortable lead on the market cap table. But it may not last, with Amazon shares down more than 4% in pre-market trading today. Amazon ended yesterday's trading with a market cap of $840.4 billion versus Microsoft's $801.8 billion, following close behind Apple and Alphabet. Pizza Magnet and failed presidential candidate Herman Cain is under consideration for a Fed governor slot, but analysts note that Cain's views on monetary policy are very out of step with President Trump. Cain was once chairman of the Kansas City's Fed Board of Governors, overseeing one of the Fed's most hawkish regional bank branches. Facebook says it has removed 783 Iran-linked pages, accounts, and groups from its services for what it calls coordinated, inauthentic behavior. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
734 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings on a Friday, and it's time to talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So a bit warmer this morning on everyone's way out of their houses than it has been the last few days.
Yeah, quite different from those earlier readings we had. We were down around 30 degrees. We were going to be in the 40s this morning and then climb up into the 60s this afternoon. Looks like skies will be mostly cloudy today. There's actually some rain offshore extending out into the New Orleans area, so I wouldn't be surprised if we had a few drops of rain, but most of the time it's going to be mostly cloudy through the day and, of course, mild temperatures. Now, tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy. I expect a low in the upper 40s, and then for the weekend, looks like more clouds than sunshine, so we'll call it mostly cloudy for Saturday and Sunday. A slight chance of a shower tomorrow, up to 65 degrees. And then on Sunday, a few scattered showers are possible, and temperatures closing in on that 70-degree mark for Sunday afternoon. For Monday and Tuesday of next week, the warming trend continues. It looks like a few showers for Monday and Tuesday, but highs around 70 on Monday and 75 degrees on Tuesday. So we've got some mild to warm weather coming in that should carry us through at least the middle of next week.
Yeah, the heaters and AC getting lots of work, turning on and off and on and off. Lots of people excited that it's going to warm up a little bit. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Groundhog Day coming up tomorrow. Your prediction, what's Punxsutawney Phil going to do?
Well, the official groundhog is in Pennsylvania, and looks like mostly cloudy skies will occur up in Pennsylvania. So no shadow, so the groundhog stays out. That means spring is getting close.
I think,
but don't count on it.
Doctor, but I think Punxsutawney is over that polar vortex, quite honestly. He may show a toe or something. But
you think they put a heater?
I wouldn't bother coming out.
I know, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, put a heater down there for him so that he can make it till Saturday. If someone wants to get a nice gift for someone that they know, the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, still on shelves and still free, right?
Yeah, they've been free for a long, long time, and they got a lot of information in there, and get ready for the hurricane season, which is not that far away. And you'll find copies at West Marine here in Mobile, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road and Robert Moore Christmastown. Over in Baldwin County, at Robertsdale Power Equipment, also Autocraft Collision Centers across Baldwin County. And if you're in Fairhope, at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate. And you can always stop by right here at the studios of 106.5.
And it is a Friday. That means it's time for the regionally famous weekend weather scale. Put a number on our weekend, Dr. Bill, between 1 and 2. What are you feeling?
Well, we've got a chance of a few showers for Saturday and Sunday, and the skies will be mostly cloudy, but we've got some warmer temperatures. But all together, I go with a 1.7580.
Mm-hmm. I love it. 1.7580 sounds like a good one. We appreciate it, Dr. Bill. We'll check back in with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and you can get his forecast twice an hour every hour right here on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we've got news with Kelly Finley, traffic with Kane, and a little bit later, more weather with Dr. Bill, and I've got your sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Let's check in with my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM Talk Inventory. And Larry, talk trucks with me.
I can do that. Matter of fact, I'm driving one. It's a 2015 GMC Sierra crew cab, fully loaded. Just a beautiful truck. Four-wheel drive, obviously. You know, I got to have four-wheel drive.
Uh-huh.
And we got all other kind of trucks, too. I mean, we got Tacomas, we got Tundras. Matter of fact, I've even got a 2002, this is a work truck, crew cab 7.3 diesel automatic transmission that I can buy for $4,000.
$4,000. Okay. You got a lot of people's attention there. And when they come out and check out the great selection of trucks, cars, and third rows, you also got a big selection of financing options for us.
Absolutely. We got multiple credit unions. We got multiple banks. We got finance companies. We got local lenders. We got lenders scattered all over the Southeast, so we can help just about 99% of the people.
All right. Sounds good to me. Give me directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West at Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, right lane blocked off eastbound I-10, range line near the River Deschene overpass, a car on the wall over the bridge. Also, Greenlot and Knollwood, Moffitt and Snow, the latest accidents you still got working. You've got delays at Schillinger and Three Notch, also Airport and Spring Hill and Moffitt and 65. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been supplying the Gulf Coast with everything Mardi Gras since 1978. It's 755 McRae Avenue in Mobile and 1701 Highway 98 in Daphne. Get all your throws and party favors from Toomey. See what they've got at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 740 on FM Talk 106.5. Time to check the news headlines for this Friday. Here's Kelly Finley.
Dalton, thank you very much. It is 740 on your Friday morning. A homicide investigation continues at this hour after a person found shot to death at the Days Inn Tillman's Corner. That happened Thursday afternoon. The victim's name has not yet been released, but what we do know is he is a Caucasian male. He was found in the parking lot of the motel very close to a concrete drainage ditch. That's according to the Mobile Police Department. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Police will soon confirm whether the victim was a guest at that motel or a visitor. While the flu once again dominating headlines, Chickasaw Early Learning Center closed yesterday and today because so many children came down with the flu. More than 20 students were sent home Tuesday and Wednesday because they had the fever. So now, school says they're not taking this lightly. What they're going into is cleaning mode. They're disinfecting the entire school from top to bottom and wall to wall. Here's a quote. "We've closed the early learning center for 2 days to thoroughly clean and disinfect all of the little pieces that the students play with to avoid spreading these germs any further." That's coming from the director of pre-K and federal programs, Jody McPherson. You think about all the chairs and the toys. They say even the cubby holes are being cleaned because officials don't want the virus to be spread any further. And if you go to the Alabama Department of Public Health's website, you can see how the flu is not only impacting us here in Alabama, but also across our nation. More than 36 states have been inundated with the influenza virus, and we know it can prove to be deadly for certain groups of people, the elderly, babies. So if you can, get your flu shot if you're not allergic to the flu shot, and just be in constant communication with your pediatrician or your physician, because this is a very serious deal. Now, school will be back in session for Chickasaw Early Learning Center on Monday, but this is yet another school district having to disinfect an entire school because of this.
I wonder if there's a running list somewhere year by year how many schools have to shut down because of the flu. I know it happens year after year, but it seems like this year there's been more than usual.
It's like the strains are so different that the flu shot is just struggling trying to compete with it. Yeah, and you hate to see people feeling not so good, but if your little one has a fever, be sure to keep them home and take them to the doctor as quickly as possible. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Next news headline, we'll talk about the importance of February 1st when it comes to knowing history.
All right, thank you very much, Kelly. And I guess because I'm a child at heart, every time I think of you know, diseases and vaccines. You know that movie Inside Out? It's a cartoon movie, and it has all the, it's basically the inside of a human's body, but it's got all these characters that are viruses. I think Chris Rock is in it or something like that. But for some reason, because I'm actually a child, I picture a flu shot with all those actually little people flying into your arms to fight the flu.
I just go back to the Operation days. That's the game where you would play and it would buzz. You know, that's from my day.
I think they were talking about making that a live-action movie at some point.
That
would be interesting. Or probably not. All right, 743 coming back with sports. And a little bit later, what's cooking with Alec Naiman? Big game coming up this weekend. I know you need to cook for maybe some family or friends that are coming over. We'll get to that here in the next few minutes. 744 on FM Talk 106.5, and we're coming right back.
This is Representative Chris Pringle. The Alabama legislature will soon be back in session. Before we make decisions that will impact our state and your family, I want to hear from you. That's why I'm hosting a town hall meeting. Join the discussion February the 12th in the University of South Alabama Student Center Ballroom. The town hall meeting begins at 6 p.m. connect with me on Facebook at Chris Pringle Campaign for more information. Together, we can make government work for the people. Paid for by Chris Pringle Campaign, 4 Princess Anne Road, Mobile, Alabama, 36608.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at ProfessionalCollision.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Boom. Clips me. Spins me around.
A driver pushed off the road by an 18-wheeler tells News 5 about his terrifying experience.
Whenever you say, you know, life flashed before your eyes, it really happened.
Anthony Mosley was on his way to work in New Orleans when he was hit by a big rig driven by 33-year-old Michael Mack. Authorities say Mack ran four cars off Interstate 10 Wednesday morning, including an ambulance. Police say he then barricaded himself inside the cab of his truck with a machete, shutting down traffic on I-10 for 5 hours. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he plans to sign an executive order that would abolish Common Core in Florida schools. DeSantis has asked the Commissioner of Education to present a new curriculum to the legislature next year. The first African-American queen of the Mobile Area Mardi Gras Association has died at the age of 97. Aline Howard was crowned in 1940. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. Missouri athletics penalized by the NCAA. A big trade in the NBA. And I've got a look ahead at a weekend in sports. I'm Don Org. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The NCAA severely punished the University of Missouri Athletic Department yesterday after concluding that a former tutor completed coursework for a dozen student-athletes. Missouri's football program was hit with a one-year postseason ban, and the university's athletic department was placed on 3 years of probation after an investigation found that the former tutor violated ethical conduct, academic misconduct, and academic extra benefits rules. The ruling from the Division I Committee on Infractions also resulted in a one-year postseason ban for Missouri's baseball and softball programs, the vacating of wins earned with ineligible student-athletes, and recruiting restrictions placed on all three athletic programs for the 2019-2020 academic year. Missouri expressed its disagreement with the penalties and announced that it would appeal the punishment. This week's normally all about the NFL and the Super Bowl, but the NBA keeps grabbing those front page headlines. Just 1 week before the trade deadline, the Dallas Mavericks agreed yesterday to a deal with the New York Knicks to land star big man Kristaps Porzingis. The Mavericks will send Dennis Smith Jr., DeAndre Jordan, and Wesley Matthews to the Knicks. In addition to Porzingis, the Mavericks will receive Tim Hardaway Jr., Trey Burke, and Courtney Lee. The Knicks will also get two first-round draft picks in the deal. In baseball free agency news, all-star third baseman Nolan Arenado agreed to a one-year $26 million deal with the Colorado Rockies yesterday. On the PGA Tour, Ricky Fowler, Justin Thomas, and Harold Varner are tied for the first-round lead in the Phoenix Open. All three shot 7-under par on Thursday. And there's a ton of great games on this weekend in SEC basketball. Tomorrow night at 7, Auburn hosts Alabama in Auburn Arena. That game will air right here on FM Talk 106.5. Here locally, the South Alabama Jaguars have a rivalry game doubleheader tomorrow with the women's basketball team hosting the Troy Trojans in the Mitchell Center at 3 p.m. The men's team will take the court following that game to face the Trojans right around 5 o'clock. Then on Sunday, the L.A. Rams and New England Patriots meet in Atlanta for Super Bowl 53. Kickoff for the big game is set for 5:30. Coming up at the beginning of next hour, we'll talk with Phil Savage for Football Fridays. He'll give us the lowdown, everything you need to know about the matchups for Super Bowl 53. 7:49 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile, the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. And for Saturday, mostly cloudy with occasional showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, records are on the scene. Right lane still blocked eastbound I-10 between Rangeline and the River Duchesne. Overpass as a car's on the wall over the bridge. Also, Spring Hill and Karen Delay Drive and older accident clearing at Greelot and Knollwood. We look good across to Bayway with no major delays from Daphne to Loxley. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road in Mobile. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models, and now through March 1st, double your tax refund up to $3,500. Pre-qualify online at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:51 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Coming up in just a couple minutes, we'll talk with Alec Naaman. What's cooking with Naaman's Catering? Right now, it's time to check the news headlines for this Friday. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. Happy Friday, February the 1st. Today is the beginning of Black History Month, also known as African American History Month here in the U.S., and it's an annual observance in Canada, Ireland, the Netherlands, and the United Kingdom as well. It began as a way to remember important people and events in our history, and it's celebrated throughout the month, and we encourage you to get to know more about Black History Month, not just this month, but into the rest of the other 11 months. Learning and knowledge is power. Speaking of which, we're mourning the loss of a great young lady. Okay, 97 years young. Funeral arrangements have been released for Queen Aileen Jenkins Howard. She lost her life yesterday at the age of 97. So visitation services will be held today at Christian Benevolence Funeral Home from 1 to 5 p.m. Funeral service will be held at Stone Street Baptist Church at 1 p.m. on Saturday. The family is asking that in lieu of flowers that you make donations to the Stone Street Baptist Church Educational Building Renovation Fund. She reigned as the Mobile Area Mardi Gras Association's first queen in 1940. She passed away, Queen Howard passed away January the 31st. She was known and seen as a woman of character. She was also Dalton principal of Cottage Hill School and Council Elementary School. She served as assistant principal at Blunt High School. You know, in situations like this, when you get to hear how people describe someone like this, it's absolutely beautiful. Her cousin says her joy came when some of her former students would visit her each week, as well as inviting her to the alumni reunions. She loved her students to the very end of her life's journey. He goes on to say his mother was a teacher. Her mother was a teacher and her father a preacher. She was an only child. And she said, it's not how much you make, it's applying what you have. She studied at Tuskegee University in Alabama State. She graduated school at Columbia Columbia University in New York. She stayed in the Northeast to teach, and then she came on home. And just a beautiful woman. I was blessed to meet her in 2017, and I held her hand. She was so sweet. I'll post that picture. But, 97 years old. Isn't that something?
Yes. She had a, sounds like she really had a great effect on a lot of people's lives.
She and Mamga says, for 97 years, she's graced the earth and the city with her presence. And for 81 of those years, she has presided as a queen and an ambassador of the city and the nation. That's from Marcus Catchings. He is with Mamga as well. She will be missed for sure. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. 7:54 now. Time to check in with Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. He's going to tell us what's cooking. Alec, a big game coming up on Sunday, Super Bowl 53. Lots of people hosting parties with chips. Got to have something to dip them in, right?
Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about today. Talking about making some Mediterranean salsa. You know, this is good stuff, girls and boys.
I bet some olive oil is involved in this.
Well, you know, a little bit. Okay, a little bit.
Tell us more. Our stomachs are grumbling and wanting more.
Well, this is one of those things. You got to cook some of the ingredients. See, I cut up some purple onions and I cubed me up some eggplant. Now, I peel the outside of the eggplant, of course, you know, and I cube it all up. And I get me some nuts, some nice red sweet bell peppers and some green peppers and a little zucchini, okay, and the olive oil and garlic. And I saute all those vegetables down in that little garlic and olive oil. Mm. And then about the time it's done, I throw me in some chopped tomatoes. I just chop me up some fresh tomatoes. And I put a little cider vinegar in there and a little basil and thyme and a pinch of sugar and some salt, a little pepper and everything. And then I stir it all up. I let it cool and I put it in the refrigerator until it gets chilled, you know, and I serve it like the next day. So I make it like on Saturday so I can serve it on Sunday kind of thing. And I call that my Mediterranean salsa.
Man, that sounds fantastic. I feel like, depending on the size of your Super Bowl party, you ought to make 4 or 5 gallons of that. A bunch of tortilla chips.
He's going to make people travel with pita chips.
Well, you know what I like to serve? Well, I like to get me some of that French bread or bread like that, and I slice it up and I toast them in the oven and let them get kind of make a little toast point for me. So I like to serve it with some bread rounds. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Sounds so good. Hey, Alec, how did the Senior Bowl turn out for you last weekend?
Man, it was the most beautiful day I think we've had in 10 or 12 years.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it was beautiful.
It's probably because you whipped up quite a spread.
Well, we was cooking it up. You know, we had gumbo and we had fried shrimp and we had fried fish, and we had grilled chicken and grilled veggie. I mean, we did it up for a tailgate party, you know what I'm saying?
That is some good, good stuff. And then you got South Alabama baseball starting in the next couple of months. I know you're going to be out there cooking, too.
Well, in the next couple of weeks, yeah.
There you go.
You know, we're getting stanky already. It's a season ticket, okay? Hey, a season ticket costs about as much as buying tickets to one or two or three games. So get your season tickets. I need lots of folks coming out there watching my Jags this year, okay?
That's a great tip. If somebody wants to book you, have you cater a party or an event, how do they get in touch with you?
Hey, listen, if you want something for your sweetheart, okay, Valentine's Day is in 2 weeks, all right? Kelly, I got you covered, all right? If Carlos don't come through, I got his
back. Oh, he comes. Listen here, Alec Naaman. He comes through every day. He's a clutch player.
I know he is, man. He's a great guy.
Me too.
I got chocolate-covered strawberries. Nice, big strawberries, okay? In a beautiful white box with a red ribbon around it. All that's a dozen for $21.95. You know, I don't often do that because I'm not that nice of a guy, okay?
Make sure you sign the bottom of that box, and that makes it priceless.
Oh, put my autograph on it.
Yes!
What's the number and how they get in touch with you, Alec?
473-3900. Look me up on the web at namanscatering.com and give me a like on Facebook.
All right.
Y'all have a great weekend, guys. I appreciate y'all. It's going to be beautiful. I think it's going to get hot, you know?
I think you're right.
Put on my bathing suit.
Uh-oh. Hey, now.
Watch out. That's Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering telling us what's cooking. Some good Mediterranean salsa dip for this Super Bowl party on Sunday. Coming back, we'll talk with Phil Savage for Football Friday right here on FM Talk 106.5.